Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I know a lot of us struggle with making decisions. I don't know about you, but not many people I know just love to make decisions. And yet, here's the truth. Successful people make quicker decisions and rarely go back on them. Unsuccessful people delay in decision making and they often go back on them. So why do we struggle making decisions? Well, one of my buddies, Chet, told me recently that the word decide is from the Latin, and it means cadere or cadere. And it's where we get other words in English like suicide, pesticide, genocide, insecticide, homicide. In other words, to decide is to kill. It's to cut off or kill. It's to basically eliminate options. And most of us have been told growing up to keep all of our options open. I don't know about you, but that's what I've been told, right? Keep all your options open, delay in decision making. And when we do that, folks, what we're actually doing is we're leaking our power. We each have limited power. We each have limited energy, margin. We talk about this. This is why we use phrases like, when we are low on energy, we say we're running out of gas, we're low on fumes, we're going through the motions, these types of things. We recognize that we have limitations and we have limits of power. So one of the best things you can do to regain your power is to close up loose ends. And these loose ends are decisions that you have yet to make. And many of us, if we're honest, we have about half a dozen decisions on our plate. And the point is that our power leaks because we spend mental energy subconsciously thinking about these. We roll around in our head and we start saying, well, what if I did that? Or what if I did this? And as a result, that creativity that we have gets sucked up in sideways energy. So one of the things I do with clients is I teach them how to do a little trick, and hopefully this will work for you as well. What I do is I say, look, if your twin brother or twin sister called you, and I know lots of us don't have twin brothers or twin sisters, but I say, if your twin brother or twin sister called you and they explain the situation that they're in and they told you exactly all the details that surrounded their decision, what advice would you give them? And usually if we're able to step outside of ourselves, within a matter of 10 seconds, we know what the decision would be. In fact, I've done this with many clients and they say, oh my gosh, I would totally tell my brother to do this, or I would tell him not to do that, or I would tell my sister to do this. Here's the point. You can tell someone objectively the right thing to do, but we can't make the decision oftentimes on ourselves. We can't see ourselves objectively. And as a result, we're stuck. We're stuck inside our own heads. So I want to challenge you. Every death has emotions. Every death has grief. And when you make a decision, you literally need to grieve the options that you've just closed the door on. And that's tough to do. And so most people, according to Dan Ariely, says that most of us choose not to make decisions because it's a type of grief. And we don't want to deal with that grief. So we just basically turn it off. We shut it away. We stick it in a drawer. But the problem is that it never goes away. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. I want you to be a soul on fire today, and I want you to identify what decisions do you have on your table? What do you have in your background, you know, running like extra computer programs that are slowing your brain down? And identify what those decisions are, and then choose today to close the loop on those. And if you are stuck and you still don't know what to do, do the old twin brother, twin sister, and play that game and say, what would I tell my twin brother, twin sister in that situation? And then most likely you'll have the right answer. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Enjoy your weekend. Connect with your creator, your core, and your community, and make those decisions. Because choosing not to decide is choosing to stay exactly where you are.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, The most powerful weapon on Earth is the human soul on fire.